Welcome to the Fact Check Arizona podcast from Arizona Public Media. I'm Steve Jess with Zach Ziegler. In each episode, this series will look at a particular claim that someone has made in Arizona. We'll set the record straight and also give a sense of context about what's happening with that claim. We start this week with the Republican candidate for Secretary of State, Mark Finchem, and his claims about the 2020 election. Hello, Zach, and welcome to this first edition of our brand new podcast.
Good to be here, Steve. It's going to be an interesting experience going through this election season, I get the feeling.
We're talking today about Mark Finchem, who is a member of the state legislature and now candidate for Secretary of State, that I'm sure just about anybody who's politically aware in Arizona, regardless of party, has now heard of. Finchem has been a pro-Trump figure for quite a while and an election denier since the early days.
Yeah, one notable instance of this, you know, he was present at January 6th. The day before that, on January 5th, he was at a pre-Stop the Steal rally gathering. The next day was Trump's big speech, obviously, and he was there to deliver what he said was a book of findings from an ad hoc committee in the Arizona legislature. But while at that January 5th event, he delivered a rather brief speech, just a few minutes. We have a clip of it here to show that this has been a message that he has carried since the beginning.
Do you find it kind of odd that the Democrats aren't doing a happy dance over winning? You know why? Well, when you steal something, that's not really a win. That's a fraud.
So there we hear him say the words fraud and say that the election was stolen. He goes on from there to say there needs to be a full forensic accounting of every vote in every state that was in question. That obviously included Arizona in the list of a handful of others that became the topic of dispute on that side of the aisle.
And he ended up getting his audits, more than one, as it turns out, right?
Yeah, actually, info from the Arizona Secretary of State's website shows that at the point that he was delivering this speech, there had been hand count audits done in most of the counties in Arizona. It's a very standard move. State law allows the parties to ask for a hand count audit. The hand count is of a sample of ballots to test the accuracy of vote tabulation equipment, and results, if they vote to do so, must be reported to the state. The hand count audits were performed in 10 of 15 counties. Of those 10, 6 had no discrepancies, 4 had discrepancies, but what was called within an acceptable margin. And of the 5 no audit counties, there was bipartisan votes to not appoint board members to an audit committee in 3 of them. And in Gila County, it was the Republican Party that decided not to appoint anyone to that. And in Yuma County, which is one that we will later hear Finchem reference again, it was Republicans and Libertarians who decided to not appoint someone to that audit board. All of this was wrapped up in early to mid-November.
One question comes to mind here. Do we know why officials in those counties chose not to appoint anyone to an audit board?
You know, it comes down to the individual county decisions. And all that the Secretary of State's website has is information that, no, they decided not to.
So this is the first opportunity that occurred that could have confirmed what Mr. Finchem was saying, that there was some kind of fraud. And in some cases, counties chose not to bother. In other cases, counties found results that simply, they didn't prove the election was perfect, but they proved that any imperfections were not enough to change the results. So at this point, this first test of Mark Finchem's claim of fraud came up basically false. What about the state Senate's audit of Maricopa County that ran through the spring and summer of 2021, that famous cyber ninja audit?
Yes, the audit that Arizona Senate President Karen Fann used the words full forensic audit when she was emailing, and that started in April of 2021, and reports were out as of the end of September. As it famously said, it found 99 more votes for President Joe Biden, 261 fewer for former President Donald Trump. The margin in the state was more than 10,000, so a number that wouldn't have affected the election results either way.
And it's important to note, this is not the so-called audit that happened before, where you take a small sample of ballots and check them against the result. This was a laborious ballot-by-ballot recount on those famous spinning tables in the arena that we saw so much on TV. And even that multi-week effort that lasted into the summer of last year did not change the overall result for Joe Biden winning Maricopa County. I think a lot of people would have changed their tune after so much effort and millions of dollars went into confirming the ballot results. Did Mark Finchem change his story at that point?
At that point, no, he did not. We can hear him on a radio show from this year. It's called The Voice of Healing Radio with Michael Petro. It airs on KKHT in Houston. Interestingly enough, that station is owned by Salem Media Group, which was the executive producer on the now widely debunked documentary 2000 Mules, which reportedly looks into fraud in the 2020 election. Here's what Finchem had to say in his appearance on that show.
Okay. Cleta Mitchell has launched the Election Integrity Network, and she is going to key states, I think 8 different key states, where we know that election fraud, election irregularities, whatever you want to, discrepancies, you use the word you want to use, but the elections were rigged. And she is going to those states to implement a strategy that is about building election integrity infrastructure.
Now, Cleta Mitchell, who is referenced there, is a former campaign lawyer for former President Donald Trump. And if you go to the Election Integrity Network's website, you see that it also features a logo for the Conservative Partnership Institute, which is run by former Senator Jim DeMint, who is a supporter of Trump, and former White House Chief of Staff Mark Meadows. A 2022 NPR investigation found CPI is pushing the boundaries of what a 501c3 charity can really do by providing benefits specifically to Republicans, kind of calling into account the nature of partisanship and nonprofit organizations.
Now, Mark Finchem, of course, is running for higher office, statewide office, as a candidate for Secretary of State. Was all this talk about a rigged election and fraud in the election, was this just primary fodder? Is he, like Blake Masters famously with scrubbing his website of his abortion position after the primary, is Mark Finchem now moving to the middle after the primary and trying to appeal to a broader audience by modifying his election argument?
If he's planning on it, he hasn't done it yet. We have another appearance from a conservative talk show, this one out of Virginia, and it airs in 3 states. The host's name is John Fredericks. This appearance comes from August 25th, so a few weeks after Arizona's primary.
We did not get here overnight. For the last decade, things have been happening. Now, quite frankly, I'm a fan of the West Virginia model, which is absentee ballots opt-in. In Arizona, we have flood the zone with fake ballots.
I feel compelled to note that the phrase flood the zone was probably made famous by Steve Bannon, only he's not talking about flooding the zone with ballots, he's talking about flooding the zone with something else. But the phrase flood the zone comes from there, among other sources. This was a conservative radio talk show outside of the Arizona electorate. Was Finchem just pandering to an audience here?
Well, we can go to a more recent example from earlier this month, just a little over a week ago, the Clean Elections debate, which aired on Arizona Horizon. That's a show on Phoenix's PBS affiliate. And it was a debate between Finchem and his Democratic competitor in this race, Adrian Fontes, the former county recorder for Maricopa County.
But knowing what we know today, there are certain counties that should have been set aside as irredeemably compromised. Maricopa County was one of them. Yuma County was one of them. We have so many votes outside of the law that it begs the question, what do we do with an election where we have votes that are in the stream but should not be counted?
Now, that was an answer to a hypothetical question that was put to Fincham by one of the moderators, asking if he would have signed off on the 2020 election if he had been in the Secretary of State's office at that time. What is notable is that we start hearing a bit of a shift to talking about Maricopa County. As we mentioned before, who's the recorder in Maricopa County in 2020 and was one of the people who signed off on that? His opponent, Adrian Fontes.
I feel a need to note here, too, that nobody's questioning Mark Fincham's sincerity in doubting the 2020 election. Only he knows how sincerely and deeply he believes this. But there's a difference between believing something sincerely and having proof that you could take to a court of law to show that it actually occurred. And so far, we're not seeing any proof of anything like a rigged election or illegal votes being counted or anything like that in Maricopa County or the state of Arizona. And frankly, that matches what's happened across the nation in 2020, despite the beliefs of millions of people, including the former president and Mark Fincham. There's no convincing evidence that there were enough wrong or illegal votes to sway the election against a supposedly proper victory for Donald Trump. Joe Biden won the election fair and square from all the evidence, and in fact, most of the elections across the country were done honestly and fairly from all the evidence that's been presented so far. It can change, and we'll tell you if it changes, but so far, Mark Fincham does not have the evidence to back his claim. Well, that's it for this edition of Fact Check Arizona. Philip Howard is our fact checker. For Zach Ziegler, I'm Steve Jess. Thanks for listening. Join us next time.